the suitors into this, the group of people, and then those group of people have said a couple of things. And the group of people that says that actually one of them tried to force the daughter to get married. They said so that the wealth can belong to a bigger family, to another family. So anyway, they tried to rob the wealth of the family and all those kind of things by marriage. That's one part. And then the other part is the group of community people that says, Utina had a charter, and there's a sense that because Unice also there's this thing that, but my daughter, they claim that actually, was promised one promise to charter, one team, and they want to force her into that marriage and all those kinds of things. And just translation about the ego of a man. You understand? And all those kinds of things. And then the other group of suitors are the judicial kind of community people, like is Bond and Ndondo. Is now Kasiya Bozo's Bond. We are Bozo, there's a chorus. We are Bozo, is born as a man, is in that city. No, Sitawa. All those kinds of things. And those things for me represent, and then the other group is the comrade. The comrades are the one, how the comrade actually turn around and be against their fellow comrade who never came back home and stuff. So those are the kinds of group of people that for me represents colonialism and capitalism, mm-hmm. and the way of living. And about 50 becomes in a way, you know. And not only the chorus are going to be evil people or negative people, I'm just throwing those things there. And like the pillar of the house, Yahu, because of infinitra with these people, rather than Luma. And then the relatives, oh uncle, can you figure out and the culture has been used to exploit and abuse these families. But also when you look at the issues of patriarchy, you know, in our society and in our culture and how that plays out in a way. So the revenge and that absence of Ubuntu is the absence of the spirit of the father that is not. So when Mnyana comes out underneath, we are saying Mnyana is going to go and hunt for the spirit of Ubuntu. So when he comes back, with the spirit of Tatawake very strongly to fight all the suitors, to kill Palazikas. Do you understand? And for Yemama restoration, Udata, the spirit, he needs to kill all those people. Do you understand? We need to Palazikas. So that the treason can work.
Yeah.
So it's like Gehele cutting so that you can put medicine. It's like Amakhele, they are being called differently for different tools. So I use what you can and then for Wapa herbs. It is what you are going to tell them. So the entire thing of Ikhele, again, I want us to explore the different kinds of Amakhele. So for a Maluko, I miss what you can, I miss what you boss. together. So those kinds of tools that have the same sense of doing something, they are being called by the concept of the function. So I want us to explore those kinds of things. So and then the other one that the comes from that event and restoration, by the tools I said, restoration of that spirituality, of the African spirituality, which in a way find its heart to Ubuntu in a way. You never mind Ubuntu, that people are Mandela, and people are bending it left, right, center in a way to suit the capitalist system in a way. So we want to find that in a way. And then the other one, over and above, who is Ivuma Ukufa in Kenya. I really want us to explore that, because in recent conversations that I've been having and in recent kind of burning thing inside me, it has always been again since the conversation, and what does it get means and how do we function in a way and how it is. And it feels so beautifully fitting into the concept that I want to do, because as long as I get creative, it's a tool and sees a better and as long as I get it, trigger point. And by the function of engagement, or by the mere fact that we all snake and translate to, it's a mutation of many identities. Zako, Zabanda, about Pile Pamwa. Hence, also, if you are fortunate to live with many Gaga relatives, one of the relatives will always pick it up and say that you can never do bad. You can say that you don't have to do bad. I think you are like that, but then so for example, you can't stand the sharp sound, for example, of the whistle inside the drum again. But you can't stand the sound in the group, because you whether you feel some ho-ho to that part, the spiritual ecstasy, don't. So singing and then make us into ecstasy, please are supposed to be the end of that part. That's why the matter is literally, it's going to put in Kenya in trouble, even with the sound of Kenya in trouble. But that sound of Kenya is the sound of the band itself. I really want to play with it when I'm around, but it's been never meant to play again. Yeah, but. So in terms of what we've done, so guys, I really want to, there are certain people that are responsible for certain things, but I really, in my head, I'm calling everyone as a collaborator here, and I'm also finding ways of that acknowledges that when we devise reggae workshop where people are not just performers, they are collaborators, and how can the way that we use that embracing that, going into the IP kind of thing, like intellectual properties, this is the collective work that said that I can pretend quite a lot of chat and all those kinds of things, but it's Kwakutala, my politics, and never agreed to accept the fact that, it's my own written work. It's a work that has been done by people, and hence I call people collaborators. So Baba might be the lead and the director of the musical thing. So Baba might be the musical director of even though it doesn't mean that all the songs come from Baba. Do you understand? People come with songs, there are songs that are in the table and all these kinds of things. Do you understand? Now Tabi might be the core writer, but it doesn't mean all the texts come from Tabi. So we are all collaborators in a way. It's just, I need to say people who don't know me, but someone was so hence I spoke to people during the lockdown and asked people to engage with certain tasks and all those kinds of things. So that we can start contributing in all those kinds of things. Okay. So Sikilenye was song and Sizao cool, and we don't have that much time in a way. So yeah, just quickly before the Niger who changed and division for the protocols. So for me, still, if you are a final contract. Okay, okay. So always is just is following up. Because I'm just in September, okay, shout the city contract was sent in. Okay. But anyway. Yeah? What team? Yeah, we're going to go see now. Okay, anyway. So okay. So let's deal with this, guys. Just also before I continue. So there's a second stage of the entire production of the project. The second stage is the live performance, where we perform for the live audience and stuff. And then that stage would be, and the attempt is to do it as early as possible next year, so that the gap between this stage and next day is not too much. In a way, we can quickly get into it. And the attempt is to do it at the back stuff, flip side. Over and above, don't want to jump the gun because of it's going to happen in a way. And I want you to, Orison is going to talk about it. And it's a different kind of contract from this one. But I'm just saying it because I'm worried in terms of the time. If we don't communicate this thing soon, it's going to say something. That one is, I think, the results. The rehearsal might be in Feb, and we might be performing in the first week or two, Kafka March or something. Can you please look at that and see what's happening in terms of your calendar and all this type of thing, if there are problems, so that we could not confirm up until Pesna came back to us and say, okay, these are the available dates. And I was so clear that I just want to deal with it, and so that there's as early as possible in the year. So that they don't move back about for this music. So those are the kinds of things. By end of today, I will WhatsApp those dates again to the group and we can extend that for you. That one? Okay. What else? Okay. So Resin have sent you a kind of our genital of the schedule. Okay, it's fine, but also what I can do, I can ask you to print here also, so that you will have it in hard copy. Okay, so...
Ooh. Thank you. So I'm going to give it to Jane to talk about the consent forms, and I'm going to give it to Razin to talk about the safety protocol and other administrative thing. And then we go inside the actual venue, and start playing and talking more. Okay. So just to say the structure of when we go back there, I'm just going to ask people to talk about their homework and stuff.
So
Babalo will continue the homework, the presentation of the homework.
So in for that to not happen, this is what the safety protocols have been put in place. Every day there is a mat outside our venue where you just have to wipe your feet on. It is drenched in sanitizer, so just wash underneath your shoes. When you walk in, there is sanitizer, the quick thing that you know, you just sanitize your hands every single time you leave the venue and you return. In terms of space, the door on the other side is never to be opened. So for the rest of the week, it will seem like it doesn't matter. But from Monday, we have got all our students returning. So there will be four shows happening in the little, and every single venue in this building is being used by students. So there's going to be a lot of people up and down. In order for our show, if something happens with the students, in order for our show to continue, this front area belongs to us, not the students. If you go up these stairs at the top, there's a bathroom that is only for our show. Nobody else uses it, and we are not to use any other bathrooms. And then this kitchen is actually off limits. You are welcome to use the microwave, but then you have to leave when the students come. Now it doesn't really matter.
So we cannot gather here?
Yes. And if you do gather in any form or shape, there has to be 1.5 meters between you. and then the last thing is, which is tedious but is really important, is you'll see there's a QR little sticker as you walk in. Every time you walk into the venue, you have to scan it with your phone. And what it does is it uploads it to a massive Google document to say the space that you have been in and the time you have been in, and your temperature when you walk in. All needs to be documented. The questions they'll ask you is name, surname, space, it's called the P4 Act Studio, or just the 4 Act Studio, they got the
P4
names.
Studio.
Yeah.
It's where I taught last year.
Yeah.
And another thing they ask you is who is your line manager? You can put Mandla's name there. His name is part of the options. And then your temperature and whether you are entering or leaving. We just have to do that. It does cost data, but with your T number you can sign onto, which I found out, you can sign onto UCT Guest using your there's an email that you got.
Then,
and that gives you instructions to get access to EduRealm. So you
always that team number is not your staff number, temporary staff number.
Yes. So you all do have access to internet. So when you walk in by the security, there's a QR code that's for UCT, and when you walk into the venue, there's a different QR code for the venue. That's it.
Oh, I was going to say that in case you get confused, also Tanda was a stage manager for the previous show, so he knows all the protocols. Yeah. So Tanda can be your second in command. It's only like last week that he was actually responsible for the cast, the crew.
Now someone is responsible for me now.
Someone is responsible.
Okay. Also, one of the things that I spoke about is the possibility of next year. I don't want to leave it up until late. But we need to communicate with them the intention of the production with the audience for next year, for the show and stuff. So the sooner.
now we know those problems. So I'm going to, if we can just put it in the WhatsApp group and stuff. I haven't looked at the schedule yet, but I suspect that it does say this week is the filming week.
Yes, it does.
Say, okay, okay. And it does indicate the last day of the filming, which is the last day of this stage. And then you will get the first kind of scheduling for the second stage of the project itself. Okay. I think let's go to the space.